But still didn't do the same. What's the next one?
The next one is the private talk.
Talk for today.
Okay.
You're not that yet.
We had a talk for today now. Instant inspiration.
What's that? Instant inspiration. You know instant inspiration? Yes. Instant inspiration. This is Dr. Herbert Albayeri, Dean of the University of Healing here in Albayeri, Nigeria, with instant inspiration, instant illumination, instant illumination. Every morning we have an instant illumination and we put it on the internet and we are inspired about something. Well, this morning as we were having our 3-hour meditation, we were inspired about I Like Me. We were thinking, what a great way to be. I like me, I like me, I like me. What a wonderful way to be. And now, as we did this, we nodded off to sleep occasionally. You know. Now, why did we nod off to sleep occasionally? Well, we got up early. We went to bed late. No, we were bored. Whenever you nod, whenever you fall asleep, you're bored. You can be having the most exciting experiences of your life and not be bored, not fall asleep. You're kissing your wife, and you're not bored, are you, Sam?
No,
no, no, sir. And you can be out dancing, and you are really having a good time. Can you get bored?
No.
Not when you're dancing. That's the kind of dances they do these days. They're pretty wild, pretty wonderful. But you see, we're in charge of ourselves. We're in charge of how we put the sparkle in our life. And what sort of sparkle are you putting in your life? Are you putting the sparkle in your life of I like me? The sparkle in your life that I'm the greatest, that I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm healthy. That's the kind of sparkle we want to put in our life. But we can only put it in our life by our doing it ourselves. Anybody else come along and they say anything about us, and they say, we don't even hear them unless it's something very nice. And if it's something very nice, that's the way we are, so we don't hear that either. When the glass is full to the tippy top with I like me, who can add something more to it?
Huh?
Yeah. And if somebody wants to add something that doesn't belong there, it falls right off. The glass is full. I like me so strong that nothing can come in and dilute it or change it. We have that wonderful quality about us of always being in charge of our world, in charge of I like me, in charge of who we are. And you know, if we would allow that type of an instant inspiration to be in our hearts every moment of every day, life would be so wonderful. We'd want to do it again and again and again. And then you'd start realizing, you are. Some people do live on and on. Some people live on thousands of years. There's one woman in Brazil who is 109, I think it is, and they questioned her about her longevity, and of course she just said it was from having a happy family and living a happy life. And she's still active and running around and doing things. What a wonderful way. We had a lady over at the mobile park, and she turned 93. And she was driving just fine. And then one day as she was driving, she missed a stoplight. And she says, I think I might be losing it, you know. So she turned her driver's license in because she didn't want to hurt anybody else because she wanted to be so proud that she was still driving. She felt when she was still driving good, she should drive. When she was not driving good, she shouldn't drive anymore. Now, that's a wisdom, isn't it? Now, what would I have said to her?
No.
Hmm?
She's not in a driving license. That's just the driving.
Her age is of no importance. The only thing that's important is she's enlightened, and she can drive beautifully. No, she can. She can. You see, somebody plants a little seed in her mind. You're 82, or 92 rather, you're getting too old. And it's not true. It's not true. The older you get, the more brilliant you are, right, Sam? You're 26 now. Mm-hmm. The older you get, the more brilliant you get. And this is true. Because I have many, many people in my world who are well over 90. And I had two of them who were over 100, but well over 90. And they were just as spry and wiry as spring chickens, because they believed in themselves and they wouldn't let anyone tell them, hey, you're getting old, you know, relax now, don't, you're still driving, my God. You know, they should say, that's natural. You're driving, you're perfect, you're normal. There's nothing wrong with you.
I met somebody, an Italian, who was 109.
109?
109 years, was still tending the same bar. He told me, he started tending that same bar since 1949.
My goodness.
He's still doing it. He's still looking sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Still very modern, still trendy. You wear trendy. When you put on suits, you will not be old. Yeah. You will not be old. Yeah.
It's a mental attitude.
It's a mental attitude.
It's a mental attitude. Yes. And if we, I tell everybody I'm 25. Actually, I'm 26, but I mean, I'm 25. Because you're always on that next year. It may be you're 25, but the 26 is coming in. And then I keep going back to 25. I like that year. It's a good year. Yeah, yeah. You keep on living. And you keep on living a vital, dynamic life. Well, I thought of this lady. She should have done that too. But you know what also followed when she stopped driving? She said, I have nothing more to live for. Because she'd take her car and she'd tour the countryside and enjoy herself. I said, you shouldn't do that. No. But we do that to ourselves because we believe what people tell us. And every one of us are safe drivers. And I don't want to use the word safe. We are good drivers. Nothing to be safe from. We are good drivers. And we have that illumination within us. We know that. And we want to follow that. And that instant illumination comes to us again and again and again. It says, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're free now all the time. And that's what this lady is. Isn't that great? And that's what you are, each one of you. Now, I know if we were to add up the age of all of us in this room here, it might come over 25, but...
One.
We're one. Hey, that's right. Hey, do you know what she said? We're all one,
yeah.
So we must have be 1 year old. we got out of diapers pretty quick, didn't we? Pretty wonderful. Yeah, that's great. That's the kind of thinking that keeps us sparkling, you know? I think that's just great. Have a wonderful day. I know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.